Widely adapted and dramatised, Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol is as loved today as it was on its publication in 1843. Last night, an all-star cast gathered at St Martin in the Fields in central London to bring Dickens's timeless classic to life. We now bring you the recording of the performance, A Christmas Carol, introduced by our own Jonathan Dimbleby.
Good evening. I'm standing here in the balcony of this magnificent, packed-out church, right in the heart of London, for this much-anticipated adaptation of Dickens' magical allegory. There's a great deal of excitement here in the audience. Below me, the BBC Symphony Orchestra fills the transit, awaiting the arrival of Sir Simon Rattle on leave from the Berlin Philharmonic to conduct this special performance. And what a lineup of British acting talent are about to take to the stage this Christmas Eve. Sir Ian McKellen as Scrooge, Sir Patrick Stewart as Marley, David Tennant as Cratchit, Sir Michael Gambon, Christmas Present, Emma Watson as Belle. And here they come now to huge applause. Sir Simon Rattle closely followed by the cast. Sally Hawkins there, who will be playing Christmas Past. A lot of smiles, a lot of excitement. And so as the cast take their places, we await the utterance of that most famous of opening lines, Marley was dead. A Christmas Carol has, of course, become synonymous with the very concept of Christmas, not only as a well-loved seasonal tale, but carrying with it an enduring and judicious message for all of us as we reflect on the past year and prepare for the next. And I think we're now ready to begin.
Marley was dead, to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. The Reg's burial wound by the...
They would rather die. Wait, and decree...
Another iron has replaced me, Ebenezer.
I do apologise for the interruption to the current broadcast. We will be returning to A Christmas Carol in just one moment.
And that's so mad. It's all dripping down here now, John.
Look, use this.
I'm afraid we seem to have temporarily lost connection with our current broadcast. I assure you we're doing everything we can here to rectify the situation. In the meantime, however, we're going to play you a little bit of music. Why won't this play?
I need something more absorbent than your polyester scarf for this, John.
Where's Richard?
He went for cocktail glasses. Oh, he's coming.
Please stay tuned while we just overcome this little problem.
Okay, gang. Let's get this party started. It's not every Christmas your wife announces she's leaving you.
Look, Richard.
Oh, my God.
There was a small spillage.
What the hell have you done?
Richard.
It wasn't my fault. I was just putting the jack on the shelf.
But the control panel?
Look, I don't work here. I don't know the rules.
Of